Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three singles recorded from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons while they were on the Motown record label. Besides them, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, the Four Seasons song from 1973 called Hickory. Well, as mentioned, the Four Seasons in 1960 signed to the VJ record label, becoming the record label's first white artist. Of course, they were followed by the Beatles that recorded on VJ. Well, despite the Four Seasons' success, VJ Records was in financial stress in 1964. They had released several early Beatles singles in America, as mentioned, but while the Beatles became wildly popular, VJ was swamped with orders. And they had almost 2 million Beatles records orders in a single month, and the huge demands for mass production, the cash flow problems involved, and the subsequent loss of the Beatles, who canceled VJ's contract in August of 1963 due to non-payment of royalties, found VJ hard-pressed to stay afloat. Well, VJ continued to produce one Beatles album in various forms in defiance of the cancellation, but after a year of legal negotiations, Capitol Records was finally able to stop VJ in October of 1964. Well, the Four Seasons were not getting paid because of all of this, and they left VJ and moved to Phillips Records, then a division of Mercury Records in 1965. The changing of record labels did not diminish the popularity of the Four Seasons in 1964, nor did the onslaught of the British invasion and Beatlemania. In fact, the Four Seasons were the only act to have a Hot 100 number one hit before, during, and after the years that the Beatles had their own number one hits. Well, let's move the clock to 1973 with the Four Seasons on the Motown record label with a 45 called Hickory right here on Motown Memories.
Someday, baby, we'll leave this town for a little house in country scene. But right now, my love, it's gonna take some time saving our nickels, counting our
then Hickory goes.
Like a breath of spring you came, and as you leave, Take the blame.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, with a song called Who's Gonna Take the Blame, that reached number 9 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, What You Gave Me, that reached number 6 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. And we started with the Four Seasons, Hickory, recorded and released as a single in 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons singles released on the Motown record label during the early 1970s. Well, coming up, a song that was recorded in 1971 didn't go anyplace, but it was re-released in the UK in 1975 and it reached number 7. The song is called The Night. We'll continue with the history of the Four Seasons. They were wildly successful, as mentioned, from the mid to late 1960s. But by 1969, the group's popularity had deteriorated as public interest moved towards rock with a harder edge, deeper soul music, and music with more socially conscious lyrics. The group's last single on Philips, called A Patch of Blue, featured the group's name as Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons for the first time. But the change in billing did not alter the act's lack of success in 1970. After leaving Philips, the Four Seasons recorded one single for the Warner Brothers record label in England, but it was never released in the United States and didn't go anyplace. Following that single, the group signed to Motown, and some would say with disastrous results. Their first album, called Chameleon, failed to sell after it was released by Motown in 1971. A Frankie Valli solo single that we heard, Love Isn't Here, and three other Four Seasons singles, of which we all heard on this edition of Motown Memories, sank without a trace. The recording Coming Up was really the only single that was successful on the Motown record label, but it wasn't commercially released in the United States. Well, here is The Night, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, right here on Motown Memories.
So he paints a winning picture, and it tells you that Motown Memories at Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
I can't cover up my feelings in the name of love, or playing safe for a while that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand this time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances. Ain't no use in holding on when nothing stays the same.
Diana Ross, with a song called It's My Turn, that reached number 14 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1980, and was the title song from the movie featuring Jill Claiborne and Michael Douglas. And we started with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, The Night, number 7 tune in the UK charts from 1975. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've just featured five songs that were recorded and released as singles on the Motown record label from Frankie Valli. Well, coming up, a very unique song and a great history. The song is My Eyes Adored You, released as a single from Frankie Valli. Well, in late 1973 and early 1974, the Four Seasons recorded 8 songs for a planned second Motown album, but the company refused to release it to the public. Later, in 1974, the record label and the Four Seasons parted ways. Well, on behalf of the Four Seasons partnership, Frankie initially tried to purchase the entire collection of master recordings from Motown, but upon hearing about the amount of money that was needed by Motown to do all that, he arranged to purchase just one recording for $4,000. And that song coming up is My Eyes Adored You. Well, Frankie took the tape to a record label called Private Stock Records, and the owner and founder, after repeatedly listening to it, wanted to release it as a Frankie Valli solo single. While the group remained unsigned in the latter part of 1974, Valli had a new label and a new solo career. Well, as My Eyes Adored You climbed the Hot 100 singles charts in early 1975, Valli and Gaudio managed to get the Four Seasons signed to Warner Brothers record label as the disco era dawned. At the same time, a two-record compilation of the group's greatest singles from 1962 to 1970 was released, called The Four Seasons Story. It quickly became a gold record, selling over 1 million copies. Well, in 1975, record sales exploded for both Valli and The Four Seasons, as both acts had million-selling singles in the United States. As mentioned, My Eyes Adored You hit number one, and a song called Who Loves You peaked at number three. Well, Frankie subsequently had his first truly solo hit in the summer of 1975 with a song produced by Bob Crew called Swearin' to God, and the Four Seasons adapted to the disco era and had some great success. Well, here is the number one single, My Eyes Adored You, right here from Frankie Valli on Motown Memories.
My eyes adored you. Oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Carried your books from school, playing make-believe you're married to me. You were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day over Barnacot Bridge and Bay till we grew into me and you, who went our separate way. My eyes adored you. Oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you.
you call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete when your mood is clear.
This hour, we featured Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons during their Motown years. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.